This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Lankford. He represents the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Budget Committee. As you've probably noticed, there are some very heated negotiations going on, as well as many heated political barbs being tossed back and forth as we get closer to a potential government shutdown on April 8th. President Obama even going to the White House briefing room today. Speaker John Boehner also making sure he was before the cameras and microphones today to make sure the American people knew where the House Republicans stand. And Congressman Lankford is here to explain what he thinks will happen here over the next 72 hours. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be back again.
Obviously, that both sides claim that they do not want the government to shut down. But at this point, it seems like today's negotiations at the White House did not make much progress. How far apart do you think we are right now?
Well, that's hard to tell because we can't tell for the life of us what the Senate is proposing. They have been determined to only talk with Boehner behind closed doors, and they won't put anything out in public, won't let anyone know. I mean, we obviously passed something in the House, put it out there, everybody can take shots at it, and the Senate's determined to take the easy way out and not do anything in public. So it's hard to be able to tell what they're really gunning for.
One of the things the president said in his brief press conference at the White House today, I don't know if you happen to see that, was that he says that he and his side, basically he and congressional Democrats, have come up with the same amount of spending cuts that the House Republicans are looking for. Is that accurate or not?
Again, we've not seen any of that. They won't actually put it out there for anyone to actually examine and look at. They can just throw the numbers around and say, we've got $33 billion, we've got $60 billion. It's easy to throw the numbers around. It's tougher to say, put it on the table. What is it? For instance, I'd be willing to go for, you know, $40 billion of cuts rather than $61 billion if the $40 billion are all in Obamacare. Great. Bring it on. And I'd be willing to settle for that, but I have no idea what they're cutting.
When you hear the Democrats say they're willing to meet the Republicans halfway, and I guess that $33 billion seems to be the measure most people are using, and since Republicans passed a $61 billion package earlier in the year that the Senate did not approve, does that suggest that the Democrats' position, if they're meeting you halfway at $30 billion, is no cuts?
No, that their position, it's very ironic on it, Greg. It's like they did not even see the election that happened a few months ago. They are fighting like crazy to have the government spend as much as it possibly can. They don't want any cuts to anything. Their focus is just freeze the levels where they are. They think $1.5 trillion a year of deficit spending is about the right amount. And I'm just aghast at that, as are most of the American people, to say that's just insane to continue to say, let's lock in the freeze where it is. It shouldn't be cut. And to say we can't find it, I don't know how we can possibly cut anymore, is irrational. Let me just give you a quick illustration of that. What we're talking about, what they're calling extreme, cuts $2 billion a week for the rest of the year when we are deficit spending, just deficit spending, $4 billion a day. Deficit spending $4 billion a day, they think extreme is cutting $2 billion a week. So it's a little irrational.
We're talking with Congressman James Lankford of Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District, member of the Budget Committee. And Congressman, given where we seem to stand, and as you mentioned, the Democrats haven't come out publicly with what their priorities would be for the rest of the current fiscal year, what do you suspect happening here? How far is your conference willing to go to try to prevent a government shutdown? And at what point do you just say these people aren't coming to meet us anywhere, so we don't really have a choice?
Well, we've done two continuing resolutions this year. Your listeners will probably remember the Democrats last year, when they had the House and the Senate, did three continuing resolutions because they couldn't agree with all Democrats running the House and the Senate for last year, so they punted it to this Congress. The House has done two continuing resolutions. We passed over a full funding piece, and that now we're at a point again we've got to do it all over. We have another continuing resolution that's for 1 week, cuts $12 billion, and funds our military through the rest of the year to get the military off the bargaining table here, and so they're not having to struggle with that. And I think it's a good piece. It continues the forward momentum to say let's continue to cut. Let's not have our military worried about the funding for the rest of the year, but then it gives us another week to be able to resolve this. I think we're doing our due diligence to say we're going to do everything we can to avoid a government shutdown, but we also want to continue to cut spending because the long-term goal is cutting the spending that we're doing as a nation.
But the president today, as well as some other Democrats, have rejected the idea of another short-term CR. So what's going to happen here in the next 72 hours?
Well, then they'll have to decide what they want to do about that. I mean, ultimately, that's not in our hands. If the Senate won't respond, and if they won't vote to fund our troops, and if they won't vote to keep us at the table, then the Senate's going to end up shutting us down, because I don't know what else the House could do.
Another thing, one of the other things the president said today was that at any point over the past 3 months, 2 months, or 1 month, the Congress could have passed a budget to fill out the rest of this fiscal year. Didn't really mention at all the fact that this could have been done and usually is done the year before in a previous Congress that was obviously controlled by the Democrats. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's terribly convenient. It's a good short-term memory for the president. We're currently putting out the budget for 2012 on time, on schedule. That got released today. We go to markup tomorrow. It'll be on the floor of the House next week, and it will be done on time. That's the way the schedule is supposed to run. The Democrats didn't do it at all last year, and so then they punted it entirely to this year. And so it's a little frustrating to have the president stand up and say, you know, the House and the Senate need to, you know, act like adults. And I think, wow, how convenient that you forget that your own party failed to do the most basic function of the American governmental system, and that is pass a budget for the United States.
Congressman, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, sir. Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Lankford represents his state's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.